The breath is very powerful. And years ago, or several years ago, I read something that said, a man can live without food for so many days. And I thought, well, that's true. And a man can live without water for so many days. And the nurse in me said, well, that's true. A man can live without oxygen but a few minutes. And that's true. So what we have within ourselves is so wonderful and so powerful. And with each deep breath, you know, the oxygen goes to every muscle and every cell and every tissue that we have. And then the exhale is the cleanser. You know, it gets rid of the carbon dioxide, and those are the things that build up because we don't know how to breathe correctly. Everybody shallow breathes, and everybody feels this crummy feeling, and their muscles are stiff, and their muscles are sore, and, you know, things don't, their hearts aren't working like they should, and their blood pressures are up, you know. And by tapping into the breathing techniques, you know, just like with the children, I tell them how to breathe, show them how to breathe, and tell them, you know, when you get scared about things, or you get anxious, or you just don't feel good inside, then you take some deep breaths, and that's going to make you feel better, and that's going to make you feel calmer, you know. And the medicine part of me knows that after 6 deep breaths, you release what are called endorphins, and those are the morphine-type substances in your brain that give you this sense of peace and calm, you know. So it's just good for so many things, and not only the physical, but the mental aspects. Helps with anxiety, it helps with depression, you know, helps with insomnia, migraine headaches, you know. It's just learning how to breathe and learning how to move and stretch and replenish these areas with fresh blood supply that is going to make such a difference, you know.